have a demand in Ireland for general practice, but general practice is not expanding. So the question is why? And I think one of the issues is that historically there was a thing called the FEMPI cuts, which really did cut the grant that was being paid towards GPs in Ireland, and that really put general practice into essentially mothballs for a decade. But now that has been reversed following discussion with Irish Medical Organisation. But there still is a major barrier. Young GPs, there is, when they qualify, they're interested in setting up a practice in Ireland. But basically, the whole barriers there are to being able to rent or buy a building, to employ staff, to actually start de novo, it is really, really difficult.
Would it be fair, doctor, to say that you feel perhaps there needs to be more encouragement for young doctors trying to get set up in this country? Because as we think of ourselves in the Northwest region, as you kind of highlighted, it is a population that's growing, but it's also a population that's aging. And if it's going to be difficult to set up a GP's office in this area, a rural area, well, they're just going to go somewhere else, aren't they?
They are indeed. We know it in Donegal. I'm retiring at the end of next year. We were having great difficulty getting a replacement GP. So even for established practices who have infrastructure, who have staff, it is difficult. But if you could imagine a young general practitioner in, say, Letterkenny or in Sligo, who sort of thinks, I must think about setting up, the barriers are huge. And we in the Irish Medical Organisation have been advocating that certain grants and capital allowances and a plan be put in place such that there can be, as it were, a whole roadmap for young GPs when they are starting, that there will be a process that they can apply to that will allow them to, as it were, work for the first year with a certain amount of financial support, so therefore they can get going, and that will only benefit the actual community, but also the other GPs in the area, because it will lessen the load that is on their practice, because a lot of the practices at the present minute are experiencing burnout.